Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It's Wednesday, August the 3rd. And, you know, sometimes you like to imagine where you could be going, where to spend your vacations. And instead of imagining it, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority can make those dreams a reality. Right, Bonnie?
Oh, we're happy to do that all the time. And we have a great partner to do that with for sure. So we're going to take you a little bit around the world, but we're going to explain how some of the, when someone walks into our office and says, you know, I want to go to wherever, okay, I want to go to Orlando, and I want to stay X number of days, and I'm probably going to rent a car. We immediately think of how we can put that together into a package and not only have those amenities that are great and a great airline to fly on, but we're also saving our clients money and value-added things as well.
And that's what makes it so special.
It is special. So our guest today is a repeat guest from many times, is Cindy Vesno. She is the Business Development Manager for Delta Vacations. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy.
Hey, Crystal. Hi, Bonnie. What a great day it is in southern Michigan. I can't imagine how beautiful it is up there at Traverse City.
Well, just take whatever it is in southern Michigan and multiply it by a million.
Definitely a million. And, you know,
that's why people are flooding up to your destination.
This
yes.
is true.
We do get a lot of people. Cindy, I want to take our listeners. Now, we've been on the show. We've talked about this a lot. But I really, as you know, and we've talked a lot about, is there's still so much of 2016 time left. So yes. We really wanted to talk about some of the things that are out there, some also trending destinations, mm-hmm. and then we'll touch on why now would be a great idea to start making those 2017 reservations and everything. But for those who may not know, which I think would be maybe I could count on one hand, why choose Delta Vacations?
Okay. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. Never assume that your listeners have heard this before, but, you know, using Delta Airlines, there are a whole bunch of advantages. And using Delta Vacations, you can multiply that by a million. I got to say that, Crystal, that was a good line. Mm-hmm. So we are wholly owned by Delta Airlines. We are a subsidiary, and we work closely with Delta to service their leisure destinations, such as Traverse City. But you know what? Just about everywhere Delta goes is considered a leisure destination anymore. The connectivity, the seamless connectivity from Traverse City is ridiculous. You can fly from Traverse City to Detroit or to Atlanta and connect on out to many destinations throughout the world, and it's not always been that way. I mean, it hasn't been that long ago that if you want to go to Ireland, you'd have to connect two carriers together. Additionally, we go from every city in Michigan, which is a great comfort level in case there's any weather issues during snowy times. So let's say that there's a disadvantage at a Traverse City flight. Well, maybe mm-hmm. Pelston's operating, or Midland, or Grand Rapids, or Flint or Detroit, you know, or even into the UK. So that's a huge advantage. And probably the biggest one is we sell all classes of service, and we guarantee the lowest price, and our price many times are much, much lower than Delta Direct. And wow. You know that for a fact, Bonnie.
Absolutely. So, Crystal's looking at me and going, really? That's great. Wow.
It is.
You know, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And the awards that Delta Airlines received, customer service, baggage, on time, coupled with the awards that Delta Vacations are receiving right now for the same factors, really make for pleasant travel.
You know, and Cindy, you mentioned a lot, you know, obviously about Michigan and what we're talking about, but we have wonderful travel authority locations around the country.
Yes.
And especially in our Kentucky area. So if anyone has actually gone on and listened to some of this as well, we just can get you there from virtually any place.
Yes, and you're right, Bonnie, and I'm glad you said that. Especially in the Kentucky area, you can connect from any airport that Delta flies from, even if it's a small commuter airport. That goes across the country. So let's say you are located in Kentucky and you want to fly from there. Believe me, your brother and your sister-in-law or your grandchildren who were in L.A. can connect with you just as seamlessly. So it's really all over the world. I'm sorry, you know, I have Michigan on my mind. Having sitting here right now, which, as you know, is not always the occasion, so I'm pretty happy to be in my hometown.
No, and it's fun that way, and we love it as well. And when you talk about joining up the families or joining up for a special occasion,
yeah.
I mean, the different things that might happen, with, you know, let's say it's a wedding, okay, mm-hmm. and you're trying to bring everybody in.
Sure.
Or let's say it's group travel, or let's say it's just in general, you're going to have that family reunion or the multi-generational travel. That's why when we start initiating as travel consultants, speaking to somebody, we're always asking these types of questions. Do you have any others that are going to be traveling from a different city or whatever?
Right.
Because sometimes I think maybe our listeners will think, well, I can only do where I'm located. But instead, we do it worldwide. We bring in people
right.
all the time, all over the world, to any destination.
You know, I never really thought about that, guys, because it really is important. I think a lot of times when you think, I got to get the family here, you're thinking about the family that lives in your house or your basement, you know. You're not necessarily about thinking about the way families are now and they live all over the world.
Right. And that's very true. And what Bonnie said when her agents, which, by the way, I got to do a shout-out, your staff is one of the greatest at qualifying clients. When the agents ask those kind of questions, they're just looking for another advantage, excuse me, for the traveler. I mean, we get discounts often if there's many travelers that are coming from different areas to come in small groups, as few as 10. So that's the importance of using a good agent. You know, you can book online. Everything looks good online. That's my favorite. Even my Facebook picture looks good online. but you know, to really be able to uncover the stones to truly get optimized the best deals out there and advantages, you have to use an educated travel agent. So,
you know,
shout out to All Tours Travel Authority.
So true. And it's interesting because I was reading in Forbes magazine, aren't I very, very educated?
Impressive.
I was reading about the travel trends of millennials. And I think that especially, you know, I'm Generation X and baby boomers. You just have this idea about millennials that they might be a little lazy or that they, you know, they don't, whatever. Not true when it comes to travel at all. And the things that millennials want to do are to be immersed in the local culture, which is just so important. As you pointed out, Cindy, it's like they want to know what it's like to live in Europe, in certain parts of Europe. They want to go to Australia and New Zealand, and they want to go backpacking everywhere. They don't want to stay in hotels all the time. And if you don't have a travel agent that knows how to give them that trip, it doesn't work out very well, you know?
You're exactly right. And the agents who qualify them will say, yeah, let's go ahead and use hotels in these major cities because you don't want to be in a smaller place. And they can get the discounted airfare for them so often. By the way, another thing that folks don't realize, I have to throw this out there, you know, we have mileage that qualify for people who are on the frequent flyer program, and we give bonus frequent flyer miles to people who travel. It's at a different scale level, obviously, for where you're traveling or how long you're going for, but we give bonus frequent flyer miles, the actual flown miles as well. that can qualify. And a lot of times people who purchase discounted tickets in other places, especially for long-haul travel, they may only get 20, 30%. And that hurts when you're traveling a long distance, because right now the free tickets that Delta offers through their frequent flyer program, and Bonnie's group can help get them signed up for that, is very low, and often they're very close to a free domestic ticket by the time they're done traveling.
I love free. Anytime you say the word free,
value added, all those wonderful words. Definitely.
Especially when, those of us who are a little bit cynical and say, well, nothing's really for free. When you talk to Bonnie Pintozzi, when you talk to Cindy Vesno from Delta Vacations, it really is free.
It really is free.
It is free because we share with Delta. So there's advantages, buying power advantages with us on both the, on hotels where we have negotiated rates because the amount of people we put in these hotels, and then the airspace by purchasing so much. So, yeah.
And
it's
where
cool.
We might
there
not
are free
be.
Things.
And see, we may not be able to get, when we pull up availability in our computer systems, it may look like it may be sold out. But the difference is when we're talking also with Delta Vacations, you have availability. There is something there. And that's not known to the average traveler.
No, and you're giving away some of our secrets here, Bonnie, but you're absolutely right. Because,
well, mum's the word. Yeah. You're only going to be playing in how many markets at this point, but that's okay.
But you know what happens is Delta sees the value in people traveling on their airline and purchasing their land portion with us.
And what we know is that, as Crystal said, the millennials are a very very active. They want to travel. They want to do things. I've mentioned this before. If they have children, they love to take their children along on these types of trips and everything. And what we have found within our travel authority offices, no matter what location they're in, it's the agents who, we also have agents who specialize in things. So here you have that travel consultant who becomes a specialist in certain destinations, of certain types of travel. And that's what's really fun, because I know in our offices, we have all ages of travel consultants. And
a lot of them
are looking at what they also like to do, and they're focused in looking at things that are a little different. So you're talking to like people. I mean, we're all out there. We enjoy the passion of travel, but you don't necessarily get that. And we've had some great conversations about the internet. Is why not? Why us? Is how we're forming those comments, because you can just do so much, but you can't take that experience and, something like you said, a picture on Facebook looks great. Well, a picture can be just whatever it is. But when we're working with a qualified, company like you, we don't have any regrets.
You know, that's interesting you say that, Bonnie, because now more and more we're getting so many people who are purchasing even pre- and post-cruises with us because they want the option according to themselves on what type of hotel to stay in and where. Additionally, we rate our own hotels, which is a consistent rating for that area, and we rate them against one another that we have in our portfolio. And quite often I'll hear from your staff and other agents how they like our rating versus anyone else. So for people to go, oh, it's a 4-star, that who's rating? One other thing, too, just a quick one here, because, Bonnie, I have to talk about being able to do early bookings or I won't have done my job with you today. But we have so many large companies that we book a tremendous amount of hotels in throughout Europe and the Caribbean, and we get extra amenities that no other tour operators or companies or individuals get. We have, Delta has a strong, we've got your back way of working, just like we do, and the hotels that we work closely with have our back. So you're going to be, you're going to be taken care of when you get to that hotel. And if there's any issues, we have 24-hour-a-day, 365-day-a-week telephone contacts to for people to call if they don't like the view they have, et cetera, et cetera. We take care of it on the spot. But we also get free meals or extra meals or turn down bed service or gifts or those kind of things. So just FYI.
I love it.
All right, so she doesn't have a problem that she didn't do her job. So let's let's get into 2016 before we start talking 17 at this point.
Okay.
Let it go.
Okay, 2016 has a bundle of sales out there right now. You know, for due to certain world events, you know, people shy off, but only for a moment because when you ask somebody what they wish they'd do more of, it's usually travel around and see the world. And so people are jumping on last-minute deals that are available throughout Europe, in Asia, and even domestically here in the United States. We also see a lot of people, because of that multi-generational different locations, who want to fly down to a resort in Mexico and get an awesome deal. And they're out there right now for this year. I mean, there's barely a spot I can say you're going to have trouble getting into. Additionally, by the way, because of the flights that are now going to South America nonstop from Atlanta and Detroit, we're seeing a lot of people go to South America as well. That's really hit hard on the radar. But mostly we're seeing Europe and Asia and domestic right now being booked.
And what are those, without getting into the exact price, because that's very difficult to remember if you're driving in a car, but what can they expect? Are there percentages off? Like you said, some of the value added?
You know, everything from value added to percentages off to bonus frequent flyer miles to low airfares. You know, it depends on the day, the hotel, the destination, and the date. And those variables, you know, can really, really add up to something special. I'll say one thing here, too, is people are traveling to Canada. So if anybody's ever wanted to do the Halifax or Toronto or Montreal or a fly drive, people love Canada this year because of the 30% exchange rate.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge bump. And Europe's exchange rate is lower than I can remember. Well, I can remember, but that kind of dates me. But it's very good right now, yeah.
And Cindy, so people that are coming in our offices are saying, you know, I thought I'd only take one trip this year, but because there's so much value, there's so many things out there, I'm going to squeeze another one in before the end of the year. And I know that's what you're hearing as well.
Oh, you know what, Bonnie? Honestly, our booking levels are beyond. People are feeling more safe and secure, and you know, financially they're regaining their footing after several years of issues a while back. I mean, people are traveling. They're itching to travel, and there hasn't been a day I've been in an agency that the phones aren't ringing. And usually, traditionally, in my territory anyways, you know, in the summertime, there's a bit of a lull. Well, they're not. People are getting on planes.
I think they're doing both. They're enjoying the beauty of the areas they live in, and they're taking advantage of the great weather to come out and talk about it or call into the offices. I know that all of our locations of the Travel Authority throughout many, many states are experiencing the same thing. But at the same time, if they don't have the time that they can do still 2016, wow, 2017, sales are underway.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you a little known secret, or, you know, a lot of times people go, oh, yeah, there's a sale now, but I always get a great deal at the last minute.
No.
Well, let me tell you, people are traveling, flights are full. I don't know how many times you see many seats left on a plane, and people want to get out and travel. They budgeted for it. And in the fall of the year, we began what's called early booking discounts. As a matter of fact, I just read one yesterday for a large chain, Barcelo Hotels, that is offering their early booking discount right now. And what we have is We have discounts available for people who book early. And, you know, there's that time when everybody rushes to book at the same time. That's not usually the time you get the discount.
You know,
so if people know the dates they're going now, book it. If they're uncertain that there's maybe an issue with the date or potentially, you know, there's some question in mind, buy our insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We have a cancel for no reason insurance. And if you need to cancel or change a date or if the price goes down, whatever it is, boom, you have it.
Cindy, I am so excited about that because I think every educator out there is going to go, yes, because everyone who plans ahead should be rewarded. You know, instead of sometimes you get these last minute, you know, procrastinator vacation discounts, planning ahead should be rewarded. I love that.
And the combination with the insurance, which is just as important as planning ahead, is just a marriage made in heaven. Bonnie, I know you can tell horror stories about people who have a flat tire on the way to the airport or have their passport, but because it expires, you know, within 3 months, they're not able to board a plane.
Or, you know, there's a death in the family. It happens.
Really, we talk about insurance all the time. You just don't want to leave home without it. You really don't. You need it to have. And, you know, when I'm looking at the 2017, it's no coincidence when I'm looking down the list and going, you know, top offers to Mexico and Costa Rica, top offers to Hawaii, top offers to the Caribbean, top offers to Florida. Gee, they have warm destinations in common, don't they, on those things. And that's great, but you would be surprised, you're not Cindy and we're not, that we have a lot of people who want to travel a little bit more internationally, maybe in a little bit of the wintertime as well, because you know, some of the destinations aren't as cold as we think, and they're a little bit different or not as crowded. So it's a worldwide experience.
You know, Cindy, I know we're running out of time right now. You said something earlier, a phrase that probably should have been the Go-Go's second tune called Itching to Travel. And I'm just so excited about that because everybody who's listening out there, I know we're all itching to travel. Even if you just got back from vacation, it's okay. You can't wait to get back. And Bonnie, how can we get you there?
All you have to do is look us up as the Travel Authority. We have multiple locations around not only Michigan, but Kentucky and other areas. So just go on to our website, thetravelauthority.com. You'll find us, and we'll take good care of you.
Well, for the new Go-Go's, Bonnie Pintozzi, Cindy Vesno, and myself, thank you so much for being with us today. Bye, Cindy.
Bye. Great to talk to you both.
Thanks, Cindy.